BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US House of Representatives has adjourned in disarray after three failed attempts to elect the Republican Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. The first time in a century the procedure has failed on a first vote. The California congressman did not get the required majority of 218 after 20 right-wing Republicans chose to vote for Jim Jordan from Ohio instead. However, Mr. Jordan actually spoke in favour of Mr. McCarthy.
I think Kevin McCarthy is the right guy to lead us. I really do, or I wouldn't be standing up here giving this speech. I came in with Kevin 16 years ago. We haven't always agreed on everything, but I like his fight. I like his tenacity, and I liked it. I remember Kevin told me that. I actually wrote about this in a book. I remember Kevin told me, he said, when the toughest times of life are when you get knocked down. The question is, can you come back? And I've always seen him be able to do that.
Mr. McCarthy says he'll stay in the race until he wins. He had served as the House Minority Leader and was expecting to become Speaker after Republicans won a narrow majority in November's midterm elections. Peter Bowes explains the importance of the House Speaker.
The Speaker is second in line to the presidency after Kamala Harris, the Vice President. The Speaker plays a pivotal role in the House, and crucially right now, nothing can happen until the role is filled, so members can't be sworn in for the new session of Congress. There could be absolutely no work done in terms of the House's purpose in life, holding the purse strings of the country. No decisions can be made.
The Russian Defence Ministry says the unauthorised use of mobile phones by Russian troops allowed Ukrainian forces to locate and destroy their temporary barracks at Makiivka at the weekend with heavy loss of life. James Reid reports.
The heavy losses caused by the Ukrainian HIMARS rocket strike on Makiivka prompted widespread criticism of Russian military commanders from politicians and commentators. This statement from the Ministry of Defence pushes the blame further down the chain of command. It said the main cause was an obvious breach of the ban on using cell phones within missile range, which allowed the Ukrainians to locate the troop concentration. The ministry promised that the officials responsible would be held to account. That won't include the deputy leader of the unit, a lieutenant colonel, as he died alongside his men. The statement also said the Ukrainian rocket launcher used in the attack was destroyed by return fire, but there's no evidence to support that claim.
The founder of the failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has appeared in court in New York and pleaded not guilty to fraud charges. He is accused of stealing billions of dollars from FTX to prop up another of his businesses. He was extradited from the Bahamas last month. BBC News. A public holiday is being observed in Myanmar to mark 75 years of independence from Britain. The new nation came into existence at 20 past four in the morning, local time, in 1948. Burma, as it was then known, had been laid waste during the Second World War. Astrologers advised the multi-ethnic democratic government that the early morning hour would herald a new era. But decades of military rule brought conflict, poverty and division. Colombia's largest active rebel group, the ELN, has repudiated a ceasefire announced by President Gustavo Petro on New Year's Day. The group said it had not discussed such an agreement with the government and couldn't accept a unilateral declaration. The UN Secretary-General has expressed concern over the visit by Israel's new far-right security minister to Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem, an action seen as highly provocative by much of the Muslim world. His spokesman called for restraint on all sides. The United States said the visit threatened long-standing access and prayer arrangements at the compound. Ned Price is a spokesman for the US State Department.
We oppose any unilateral actions that undercut the historic status quo. They are unacceptable. We're deeply concerned by any unilateral actions that have the potential to exacerbate tensions, precisely because we want to see the opposite happen.
Itamar Ben-Gvir, who's espoused anti-Arabic rhetoric, has repeatedly argued that Jews should get the same rights as Muslims to pray at the holy site. A man who shot and wounded 10 commuters on the New York subway last year has admitted terrorism and firearms charges. Frank James had pleaded not guilty to attacking a crowded commuter train in Brooklyn in April. He faces a maximum life term in prison. BBC News.